This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Both houses of parliament have been adjourned for the day. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned as a mark of respect after paying tributes to senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader and sitting MP Shibu Soren, who passed away in New Delhi this morning, while the proceedings of the Lok Sabha were marred following the opposition's protest over the special intensive revision exercise conducted in Bihar. When the Lok Sabha assembled after the first adjournment at 2 p.m., the opposition parties trooped into the well, raising slogans in support of their demand to discuss the SIR exercise. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju expressed displeasure over the protest of opposition MPs, saying that it was decided in the Business Advisory Committee meeting to have a discussion on the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025. He termed these bills important for the sports sector and athletes. He said this is not appropriate for the opposition to create a ruckus in the House and disrupt the proceedings.
आज बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण नेशनल स्पोर्ट्स गवर्नेंस बिल और नेशनल एंटी डोपिंग अमेंडमेंट बिल चर्चा करके पारित करने के लिए समय तय किया और हमने भी अपोजिशन के मांग पर ये दो महत्वपूर्ण बिल को दो दिन चर्चा करने के लिए सबने माना था। इसके बावजूद आज पूरा देश में खेल और खिलाड़ियों के लिए इतना महत्वपूर्ण बिल लेकर के जब सरकार यहाँ आए हैं तो भी यह विपक्ष के सारे मेंबर्स इस तरह से हंगामा करके बिल पर चर्चा होने से रोक लगा रहे, ये ठीक नहीं है।
यूथ अफेयर्स एंड स्पोर्ट्स मिनिस्टर मनसुख मांडविया सेड नेशनल स्पोर्ट्स गवर्नेंस बिल 2025 इज वेरी इम्पोर्टेंट। द प्रिजाइडिंग ऑफिसर ऑल्सो टर्म्ड दीज बिल्स इम्पोर्टेंट, सेइंग दैट India is going to bid for the 2036 Olympics. He appealed to the protesting members to go back to their seats and allow the House to function to discuss these bills. He said this is the third week of the monsoon session and the House has not passed any bill so far due to the protests. The presiding officer also informed the House that Speaker Om Birla has taken cognizance of the chain-snatching incident with Congress MP R. Sudha. Earlier when the House met at 11 this morning, opposition MPs protested over the SIR and other issues. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla tried to run question hour, but the opposition members started sloganeering, demanding a discussion on SIR. Amid noisy scenes, Labour and Employment Minister Mansukh Mandaviya replied to a question related to employment in government sector companies. Amid the pandemonium, the Speaker adjourned the House till 2 p.m. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's flagship initiative, Pariksha Pe Charcha, has been conferred with a Guinness World Record for the most people registered on a citizen engagement platform in 1 month. This recognition is a testament of achievement made with 3.53 crore registrations during the 8th edition of the program hosted on the MyGov platform. Pariksha Pe Charcha is a unique platform conceptualized and led by Mr. Modi, wherein the Prime Minister directly interacts with students, teachers and parents. The official Guinness World Record certificate was formally presented at a ceremony held in New Delhi today. The event was graced by Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan, Electronics and Information Technology, Railways and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and others. President of the Philippines Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. arrived in New Delhi this afternoon on a 5-day state visit to India. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ranadhir Jaiswal informed that Minister of State for External Affairs, Pavitra Margarita, received and accorded Mr. Marcos a warm welcome. During the visit, Prime Minister Modi and President Marcos are scheduled to hold bilateral discussions tomorrow. Niti Aayog today released its report titled Unlocking a $200 billion Opportunity, Electric Vehicles in India, and the first edition of the India Electric Mobility Index, IEMI, in New Delhi. India today pulled off a thrilling 6-run win against host England in the final cricket test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London to level the 5-match series 2-2. Chasing a target of 374 set by India, the hosts were all out for 367 in the second innings on day 5. Mohammad Siraj was declared the player of the match. Shubman Gill and Harry Brook were both named the players of the series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.